You've joined the Snipper. I'm Nora.
I'm Kathy. Hi.
I think you really are. Like, you stole that from me, my little hi.
Hi. Howdy, pilgrims.
That's much more professional. So I wanted to talk about a new study about ADHD, attention deficit disorder.
Wow.
Because do you think maybe you have it?
Right now. I am so hot, I can't keep my attention on anything. This is the stuff that the kids are taking Ritalin for, right?
Yeah, that's right. And they had long thought that ADHD is basically just an inability to focus. But there's now new research that suggests that, in fact, it's a problem with a shortage of working memory, which is what allows you to hold a couple of ideas in your head at a time and use them to direct your behavior. And so what they're finding is that the inattention is sort of like a side effect of, it's not that the inattention is causing the ADHD.
It's that you have, your memory just doesn't function quite as well as it needs to be worked out more?
Yeah, so they're saying like that actually, like if you're taking Ritalin, you're treating a sort of a side effect, a behavioral side effect, but you're not really addressing the problem.
Is it something that would work for adults or for aging brains?
Well, what they do is they have a series of cognitive exercises you can do to actually improve working memory. But it's a Norwegian company that's come up with this kind of device. It looks sort of like a gaming device of some kind. But it's basically a lot like that, from what I can tell, like that old game of concentration that you played when you were a kid. Remember that?
I forgot. I remember Stratego.
Battleship?
Yeah! You said my battleship! And Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
It was just a memory game where you try and, like, you turn over a card and it's got a picture of a fish on it or something, and then you try and find the other card that's got the fish on it or whatever. So it kind of exercises like that improves sort of, I think it is really like your sort of short-term memory or your immediate working memory.
Well, again, is this the sort of thing, though, like what kind of findings? Are they finding that it only works for kids, or is it the sort of thing that an adult could use? Because, like, let's face it, anybody over 40 is, or even sometimes over 30, is quite interested with coming up with ways to keep their memory going.
Well, I guess the memory here that they're talking about is specifically it's kind of time linked, right? It's your ability, for instance, to say, okay, I've got to pick up this pen and write this story, and then, you know, to deal with certain things in a very tight time frame. So they're keeping ideas in your mind at the same time, which I'm not sure is the same kind of memory loss that happens when you get older.
Oh, okay. So it would be just, damn, just for kids. Damn! I thought there'd be something good here.
Or anybody. I mean, it could be for adults, but adults who have problems with working memory.
Yeah. Where's that pen? Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
So it is cool, but it does really remind me, and I don't mean to sound, you know, like all like those crazy anti-psychiatry people, but it does.
She hates drugs.
No, but it does. It does point to this problem of like automatically jumping to the conclusion that, you know, the right thing to do is to prescribe a drug when, in fact, maybe there's something which is not drug-based that could be more effective.
I took Ritalin once.
Recreationally?
Yeah.
And?
It really, if you're not hyper, if you don't have, well, back then it was ADD, but if you don't have that, it really slows you down. It was kind of fun. I only did it once. She's looking at me judgmentally.
I was not. No.
It was the 80s. There was no coke. I guess that's it for today, huh?
We didn't talk about energy sales to China.
Yes, something very interesting coming out of the States. The States have decided they're really concerned about Chinese companies wanting to come in and buy their oil companies, which would be part of free trade, right? So they've decided that they're going to regulate that oil is a matter of national security.
I heard that. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, the China's economy is just growing so quickly that they're making oil deals all over the place. Like, it's not just American or Canadian, for that matter, companies, but like they just signed a huge deal with the Nigerian government, I think, for oil sales for over a 5-year period.
Yeah, but this is scary because I'm not sure if that ever went through, but Noranda, which is a Canadian company, it's a mineral company, a mining company, which is huge. They were thinking of selling it to the Chinese. You know, I don't very often agree with the U.S., and I think that they're extraordinarily protectionist, but I think that we need to be hanging on to our national resources. You know, the Chinese market is huge. They can just, right now, they can just buy up the world, and then we'll all be paying a fortune to get our natural resources back to use ourselves.
Interesting and provocative.
Especially after I almost forgot I was going to talk about it. I'm hot. It must have been that Ritalin in the 80s.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.